I guess this is good news. Remember we were talking a while back about the beer tax going up on April 1st? It was going to go up 4.7%, which is a considerable amount. Well, the federal government has announced that it's only going to go up 2%. This is how they get you.
Yeah. Hey, hey, it's going to go up 20%. Okay, good news. It's only going up 2%. Oh, thanks, government.
Here, I'll happily pay 2%
yeah,
more.
Oh, man. I thought this was going to be bad news. Trying to find out, like, a case of beer. Like, if you're spending $45 on a case of beer, I'm going to look into this here. Case of beer. Because it's got to be almost 50% at this point. So, talking about taxes on alcohol these days, this is a year old, this article, but it says Beer Canada says that Canada is the highest alcohol taxes among G7 nations, with about half of the cost of a typical can of beer going straight to taxes, while up to 80% of a bottle of alcohol is taxed.
Wow.
So, if it's a full 40%, it's 80% taxed. If it's like a spirit that's around 15%, it's less taxed.
Okay.
So, 80% of a bottle of whiskey is going
sense.
To taxes.
Because like when I'm down at my parents' place in Florida, if you want to buy a big glug-a-lug of vodka, it's like $20.
Is that how they measure it in the States?
Here would be.
They don't call it a 60-ouncer, like, they call it a glug-a-lug.
You know
there?
The big glug-a-lug? It's got the.
Oh, I know the handle.
It's
yeah.
got the handle on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we like call them a 60-pounder.
A 60-pounder, mm-hmm. yeah. A glug-a-lug.
Yeah.
Did I just make that?
I think we should coin it for
Am
sure.
Am I the only one who calls it a glug-a-lug?
I think that's the sound it makes when you pour a triple.
Yeah, for the big glug-a-lugs,
yep.
it's only $20.
And up here it'd be...
Like $25 maybe. Up here, it would be around $80, yeah. wouldn't it? $70, $80?
Yeah, yeah. No, that math is... Yeah, sounds right.
So that's
Holy
a lot
cow.
Of, a lot of tax in there. But the good news is, it's only going up 2%
mm-hmm.
April 1st instead of 4.7%.
Yeah. Every 6 months for the next 6 years. I don't know, but that's the way it seems to go.
Yeah. Well, if you're down in the U.S., pick up a few glug-a-lugs and
mm-hmm.
just pay the duty. I think it's still cheaper if you pay the duty at the border.
And we wonder why alcohol sales are going down.
Oscars were last night, 96th Annual Academy Awards. Big winner was Oppenheimer. Got Best Picture, got the Best Director Award, Best Actor for Cillian Murphy. Jim, did you get into the Oscar pool here at work?
I did, yeah.
Where's the email? Come on, Rick Lee. Where's the results? Who won the Oscar pool? I didn't get my $2 in time.
You didn't?
No, I didn't make any picks.
Well, okay, I thought you for sure won, and that's why you want the results.
You said you were going with all the Vegas odds on favorites.
Just Googled Vegas odds for Oscars, yeah, and I went with almost every choice that they had as the favorite, except for three.
And was Oppenheimer the favorite to win Best Picture?
For a lot of them, yeah. For Best Picture, it was, I think, Best Director to Cillian Murphy was expected to win the
okay.
Oscar. I think Robert Downey Jr. also was expected to win the Best Supporting Actor Oscar as well.
So you may have done well in this.
Might have. Mm. All because of the research I did.
Do your research.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some people are saying that it was a weird moment when they announced Best Picture. Al Pacino was out there, legend, and the way he said it, people didn't realize that Oppenheimer had won for a second. Now, all the other categories, they go through like every nominee. Apparently, they don't do that with Best Picture. They just go right to opening the envelope. Here's that moment.
I don't know. Did I do some Shakespeare now? I think is in order, right? To be... No, I'm not going to do it. No. Sorry. Well, this is the time for the last award of the evening. And it's my honor to present it. 10 wonderful films were nominated, but only one will take the award for Best Picture. And I have to go to the envelope for that. And I will. Here it comes. And Maria, I see Oppenheimer. Yes. Yes. Emma Thomas, Charles Gordon.
Okay.
My eyes. Yeah. Grandpa, come on.
Yeah. Oh, that's what you said. My eyes see Oppenheimer.
My eyes see Oppenheimer. That. And everyone's like, does that... So
yeah,
did,
but my heart says... I don't know.
Did they win or didn't they win? It's not as bad as when they completely mixed it up. Remember when it was the Moonlight La La Land? They said the wrong Best Picture. That was 7 years ago, believe it or not.
Wow.
But that's got to be the all-time biggest Oscar screw-up.
Just confusing. And, yeah, like everybody looking around, who's controlling this show? Who's running this? Is this too confusing? Well, it was weird too. I wonder if for that final picture, the you know, that's the biggest award.
The Best Picture, yeah.
But leading up to that, they had way too many former winners, like introducing each nominee. For Best Male, a bunch of actors who had won it in the past introduced each individual nominee. So it took forever. So I see why they didn't want to do that for the final Best Picture Oscar, but that was a very weird way to go about it.
Yeah. And when you get like the oldest guy there to do the announcement and the show's gone over by an hour.
You can't really trust
him. Pacino was up way past his bedtime. So given all the factors, I think he did an okay job.
Sure.
Let's get you to bed, Al. Why don't we head over to Conspiracy Corner here.
Mm-hmm.
Something's going on with the royal family. There's always something going on with the royal family. And they're no strangers to conspiracy theories.
Mm-hmm.
This latest one that is circulating the web right now involves Kate Middleton, Jim.
Yes. Where is Kate Middleton? A little over 2 months ago, there was an official report that she was going for some sort of routine abdominal surgery. Not a routine for her, but a common surgery. Ever since that announcement, nobody has seen Kate Middleton, apparently. She has made zero public appearances, and she was scheduled. You know, you'd say, okay, well, she needs time to recover from her surgery. That may be true, but she's scheduled a bunch of public appearances that have since been canceled. Every time one's around the corner, they go, something came up, we can't make it. And then so people who are obsessed with the royal family started saying, how come we haven't seen a picture of Kate? It's one thing for her to not be in public, but no updates, no pictures of her. So about a week ago, they released a picture of her, but she was in a car in the passenger side with her mom through a window of a car. And people were saying, we don't even know if that's actually Kate. Show us a close-up one of Kate Middleton. So it's British Mother's Day last weekend, I should say. So the royal family released a photo of Kate Middleton with her three kids. It's a very cute photo. She's smiling. It looks like she's healthy.
So all's good. We found Kate. She's fine.
Not so fast. People started looking at the photo and they're saying there's actually some telltale signs here of what is now becoming more common, photo manipulation. There's a close-up of the one child's wrist, and it doesn't quite match up with the cuff. There's a couple other things. And you go, okay, relax, everybody. But in fact, the royal family has redacted the photo. Four international photo agencies have retracted a picture of the Princess of Wales over concerns it has been manipulated. So the news agency said, wait, there is something here. Something weird is going on, and we don't feel comfortable putting these photos out. So the AP took the photo back and said, we can't confirm.
We can't say this is an actual photo of Kate Middleton and her kids.
And now on Kate Middleton's official Instagram story, she puts this out, and it's a story, just one single picture of text. And the text says, like many amateur photographers, I do occasionally experiment with editing. I wanted to express my apologies for any confusion the family photograph we shared caused yesterday. We hope everyone's having a great and happy Mother's Day. Are we to expect that she's taking and editing her own photos? Like, there's not an entire press squad that is doing this stuff for her. She takes a picture of her family, opens up the laptop, and gets out Photoshop or puts a filter on her face. What is going on here? Where is Kate Middleton?
Well, what do you think?
I'm thinking she's maybe sick. I'm guessing maybe the abdominal surgery.
Like she's got a cold or?
No, I think maybe the abdominal surgery didn't go as planned and like they don't want anybody to have more inside info than they need. Maybe she's not doing well. I don't know. I mean, there's obviously extreme theories that she's donating blood to Prince Charles now that he's sick and they have the same blood. Who knows what's going on? But that's what happens when weird things like this happen. The rumors run
rampant. Address it head on instead of putting out fake pictures of you and your kids.
You know, it's just there's just a lot of weird stuff going on with this family. And
plastic surgery, maybe? Do you think maybe she...
Bad plastic surgery, maybe, and she's embarrassed? I don't know.
Well, you got to wait. If you have something done to your face, you got to wait for your face to heal.
It is weird, but I mean, we know Princess Diana didn't enjoy being part of the family. Meghan Markle didn't enjoy being part of the family, and you can criticize Meghan Markle for being part of the problem, but it's probably not fun marrying into this family. There's probably a lot of pressures, and there's a lot of weird stuff that happens. I don't know what's going on with Kate Middleton, but it's a mystery.
We hope she's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Alien abduction?
Honestly, that's what I'm leaning towards. Or is she
Body
Bigfoot?
Snatchers?
She might be Bigfoot.
The 96th annual Academy Awards took place, and you know who won? Finally won their first Oscar. Godzilla. And what an acceptance speech.
And the Oscar goes to Godzilla.
Funny if Godzilla was in the crowd and they're panning over to all the celebrities and all of a sudden they have to zoom out because he's so huge.
Yeah, or it's just the guy in the suit from like the old 70s Godzilla movies.
I love those, yeah.
Clearly just a dude in a suit. Didn't he fight Muhammad Ali one time with Godzilla?
In the suit? I don't know, but I recently watched one and it was from the early 60s and it was like the fourth one of the series where they were in outer space and he did do the... Godzilla was fighting like Muhammad Ali where he put up his dukes and did the foot shuffle. Yeah. Was fighting another monster. I'm like, this is crazy.
But you've been telling us about this Godzilla Minus One movie, Jim. You saw it in the theater and you said it was fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, it's also around the World War II era and I enjoyed it more than Oppenheimer. I know it's not getting as good of reviews, but it's a fun movie.
And the visual effects, apparently pretty good. They won Best Visual Effects for Godzilla Minus One last night after 70 years of Godzilla being ignored by the Academy.
Wow.
Finally got his due. You know who had an awkward moment over the weekend? Madonna. She's had a little bit of trouble on this tour. She fell down pretty hard. Did you see that video went viral of her... falling on stage?
No, I didn't see that one, I don't think.
Yeah, there was a guy supposed to be pulling her in a chair, and the chair kind of fell over, and she went, you know, she's not a young gal anymore. You're in your 60s, and you're taking hard spills like that on the stage. It could be bad news.
When you say somebody's pushing Madonna around in a chair, I think it's a wheelchair, honestly, at this point.
Well, funny you should say that, because over the weekend, she was doing a show in California, and she was encouraging the crowd to get into it. And she noticed one woman in the crowd was not standing.
Oh, no.
Here is the moment she realized the reason she wasn't standing is because the woman, the fan, was in a wheelchair.
What are you doing sitting down over there? What are you doing sitting down? Oh, okay. Politically incorrect. Sorry about that. I'm glad you're here.
What are you doing sitting down over there? You can hear people like, oh my God.
I think she's like, oh, politically incorrect. No, the lady's in a wheelchair and cannot stand. Sorry, you didn't call her a wheelchair lady or something. Oh, that's crazy.
Why are you standing up? Why? What? Oh, whoops.
Let's move on.
Yeah.
Isn't there a section that the wheelchair people get, too? Like, if you're in a wheelchair...
The wheelchair people.
A person in a wheelchair? You get better seats when
accessible.
You're in a wheelchair.
Usually an accessible section, for sure.
Mm-hmm. So maybe get that pointed out to you before you get on stage.
In the past, there has been people who have tried to take advantage of that, and they've pretended that they need to be in the accessible section when they don't.
And then they stand up during the part where she says, "Get up! Oops!
Get into the groove, boy! Whoa!
It's a miracle!"
Time for sports. We are joined by our sports guy, Devin Peacock, talking NFL football. This story's pretty wild. So it has been confirmed that after the wild card game, Dolphins Chiefs. Remember, it was like the second coldest outdoor NFL game in history or something like that?
It was so cold, it broke Patrick Mahomes' helmet.
Remember it cracked?
It cracked.
Yeah, that's cold.
Well, apparently a number of Kansas City Chiefs fans had to have appendages amputated after that game.
What?
It was so cold. The Research Medical Center hasn't provided exact numbers, but it said in a statement that it treated dozens of people who experienced frostbite during that that game. 12 of them had to undergo amputations.
What?
Involving mostly fingers and toes.
How hammered and or dedicated do you have to be to voluntarily get frostbite like that? Because you could get up and go in the concourse at any moment if you're really struggling.
There were a bunch of people who were apparently standing on cardboard because...
Yeah. You were allowed to bring in cardboard to put under your feet so your feet weren't directly on the cold ground. And you were allowed to bring electric blankets into the game, which usually you can't bring stuff like that in. However, they didn't want people to die, I guess.
What about gloves and boots? Like, you're allowed to wear those.
You are, but I mean, after a certain, like, the problem with frostbite is, like, when you sweat, like, when you get hot, then you get cold. Like, this is the problem. Like, when you watch all these, like, shows where, like, guys are, you know, in the nature, they got to survive.
Mm-hmm.
When you sweat, your body gets wet, and then as it cools back down again.
Yeah, so when Kansas City's on offense, you're sweating.
You're sweating.
or maybe vice versa. I don't know.
But I mean, the gloves only work for a period of time.
You got to go mitts. Like, rookie move if you go to that game and you're wearing fingered gloves.
Mm-hmm.
Like, snowmobile mitts are the way to go.
It really is.
You got to double glove it. I mean, you got to...
Ideally, the glove underneath, mid over top, yes. Then you still have some dexterity when you pull your hand out and it's still warm.
Well, there's some Kansas City fans who wish they had heard that advice before they went to the game because they're missing digits now. Let's talk...
At least they won the...
Yeah, they won the Super Bowl.
Where do you put the ring, though?
The NFL had a big signing over the weekend with Russell Wilson leaving Denver, and we now know he's going to end up with the Steelers.
So he hasn't officially signed with the Steelers, but it's confirmed because he's put it on his social media. So the Denver Broncos announced that they were going to be releasing him. That'll happen on Wednesday. They allowed him to meet with teams in advance. He also met with the New York Giants. But he is going to sign a one-year, $1.2 million contract with the Pittsburgh Steelers because Denver is paying him $38 million not to play for them. So I think this is a great move for the Pittsburgh Steelers and for Russell Wilson. He's going to a team that has a great defense already, but he's going to a team that has maybe the best coach in the NFL. He's got a solid structure. He doesn't have to be Russell Wilson, he just has to be a good quarterback, and he has been a good quarterback for many years. So this is a perfect spot for him to rehabilitate his career.
And after exceeding expectations, my guy, Baker Mayfield, returning to Tampa. It's official.
3 years, $100 million. $50 million is guaranteed. Don't forget, so he went to Tampa Bay on a one-year, $4 million contract. He's now turned that into $100 million.
Attaboy.
Good for Baker to have that, you know, mid-career kind of bump in the road where he was traded to Carolina, got released, went to the Rams, signs with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and they win the division. They've brought back, Mike Evans now. Looks like they're going to bring back Winfield as well. So it's a good move for him and for the team.
Yeah, I'm happy to be a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan. I'll give you 10 reasons why I love going to see the Bucs play
at home. Nice, warm home games.
That's right. I got all my fingers.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.